This week, Vice President Dick Cheney's closest aide is leaving after 2 years. Mary Madeline has a long history in Republican politics and with the Bush family. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Madeline in her White House office.
Mary Madeline is a stylish, tall woman born in Chicago. She's been one of the leading figures of the administration. She's also controversial. During her tenure as the vice president's communications advisor, Vice President Cheney's critics have complained that he's overly secretive, hawkish, and combative. For example, he's fought to protect the names of people who attended meetings he held to discuss the administration's energy policies. Overall, the vice president is seen as the most secretive man in Washington, short of CIA director George Tenet.
Dick Cheney, the man, is called the Sphinx because he keeps confidences. And the reason he's been successful in government is because he's trustworthy, he doesn't talk, and he gives his counsel and advice only to the president. That is Dick Cheney, the man. Dick Cheney, the vice president, has watched over his tenure in government, starting with Nixon, the erosion of executive branch prerogatives. And so he, with the president's blessing and encouragement, took a stand on the release of his memos and papers from the preparation of the Energy Task Force. It's not about secrecy. It's about which prerogatives do the executive branch enjoy and which do the congressional branch. And the courts so far are ruling with us. So I wouldn't call it secret so much as he's a great student of the institutions of government, and that's what that's about.
Right after 9/11, lots of people thought Dick Cheney was in charge, and that played into the image that, you know, oh, the vice president is really smarter than the president. He's the one who's been in charge all along. What kind of challenge did that present for you?
Well, no one thought that Dick Cheney was in charge or Dick Cheney was smarter, except those in the press cocktail circuit that liked to cocktail chatter, that kind of stuff. This president chose this vice president not for his 3 electoral votes for Wyoming, which is typically why a vice president is selected, but because he knew he would be a good partner in the job that was in front of us. Little did we know we'd ever have to confront this, but it was the president that empowered Dick Cheney, and he told me that I want Dick Cheney to have a lot of power because the more power he has, the more that he can get done for me, and that's exactly what's happened. So there is no one here that thinks that, and because everyone here sees how the decision-making process works, which is the president makes the decisions, and sometimes we don't really know what advice the vice president gives him because it's done in confidence, but the president makes his own decisions and from a wide variety of advisors.
But from the inside, I think lots of people would think, oh, but Vice President Cheney is trying to persuade President Bush of a certain position, that Vice President Cheney is the most hawkish member of the administration, and he's constantly at odds with Secretary of State Powell, and Powell is more of the dove, and Cheney is more of the hawk. Is this a misperception?
Yes, it is. I'm not saying that he's not a hawk. I'm not saying that he's not a dove. What I'm saying is this. I once asked him, you know, the press says you're a hardline. They keep portraying you as a hawk. And he said, well, I've never, you know, what I say to the president is my opinion. What he is a in real life, a synthesizer. I said, well, define hardliner. What does that mean? He said, I am a hardliner. I'm not apologizing for being a hardliner. He believes that America is the leader in the world, has universal values, is ready to stand for those values, and had in the 20th century, and the reason that communism, more of the world moved away from communism and socialism is because we led the way, weren't afraid or apologized to back that up militarily. I don't know if that makes him a hawk. I mean, he's a realist, he's a pragmatist, and every step of the way on the Iraq issue, and we were always going to the UN. This is a myth, to go or not to go. We were always going to the UN. What Cheney's idea was to say, UN, do you want to go the way of the League of Nations, or do you want to be the peace body that the world envisioned? And secondly, here's what Saddam has done for 11 years. Should we let him keep going? Because if we do, then you're a worthless body. You know. So that was kind of his, wasn't kind of, it was specifically his idea.
So will the vice president run again?
He has said he serves at the president's pleasure, and the president in his first news conference after these elections said if he chooses to run again, he will put the vice president on the ticket again. Again, despite all the, you know, Washington cocktail chatter.
Mary Madeline is leaving to spend more time with her family. She also wants to make some money on the speaking circuit with her husband, the well-known Democrat James Carville. And she plans to be involved if there's a Bush-Cheney campaign in 2004. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.